Hello, this is Bart, reporting from Hayward, Wisconsin for the week of September 24th, 2018. Cooler temperatures and possible moist weather are on tap for parts of this week, according to the forecast. It looks like we could see our first frost on Friday, which may be the trigger to start seeing more color. Come and enjoy the North Woods, because fall is a great time to experience all this area offers. Now the fishing report. Muskie. Muskie action is improving, and bigger fish are finally starting to show some movement, though anglers still report mostly follows and not so many hookups. Target shallower weeds, bars, points, and flats with bucktails, jerkbaits, gliders, and topwaters, particularly during early mornings and evenings. In addition, suckers on quick strike rigs are now getting some attention with the cooling water temperatures. Walleye. Walleye action is fair for many anglers. Concentrate on deeper weeds, weed edges, points, bars, breaks, drop-offs, and humps, with shallower areas best in early morning and late evening into dark. Minnows and crawlers on jigs, bottom bouncers, split shot rigs, and slip bobbers are working, as is trolling flicker shads, shad wraps, crankbaits, and crawler harnesses. Northern pike. Northern pike continue to offer good action for most anglers, whether or not they are targeting the species. Look for them in and around weeds and weed edges in shallow to mid depths, as well as near schools of panfish and baitfish. Best choices include spinners, spinner baits, spoons, beetle spins, plastics, topwaters, and of course, northern suckers. Largemouth bass. Largemouth bass action is good around shallow weeds, wood, docks, slop, and other cover, with casting and moving being the key. Plastics, wacky worms, swim jigs, crankbaits, spinners, and spinnerbaits are all productive presentation. Smallmouth bass. Smallmouth bass fishing is good in shallow to mid depths. Tubes, wacky worms, and other plastics in varied configurations, crankbaits, and swimbaits are all effective, as are topwaters in early mornings and afternoons. Crappie. Crappie fishing is good to very good once you find them. Check mid depth to deeper weeds, weed edges, brush, bogs, and other structure. Top offerings include crappie minnows, waxies, plastics, mini mites, tattletales, and gulp baits on small jigs and plain hooks, fished with or without slip bobbers. Bluegill. Bluegill action is good in 8 to 15 feet and deeper around weeds, brush, bogs, and other structure. Waxies, worms, leaf worms, and crawler pieces on small jigs, teardrops, and plain hooks, with or without bobbers, are all producing catches. This report has been based on the weekly outdoors report written by Steve Suman for the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau. For this week's report, Steve heard from Pat at Happy Hookers, Steve at Hayward Bait, and Mike at Jenks. You can always read Steve Suman's full report at our website, haywardlakes.com. This website is a great resource for planning all aspects of your next visit to Hayward. That's all for now. This is Bart from Hayward. Until next time, good fishing.